This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The new Sully.
Mayday, mayday, aircraft just experienced a engine failure.
What we've learned about the hero pilot who safely landed his crippled plane after the catastrophic engine explosion.
What was it like in the air and on the ground? And the passengers today, they're finally in Hawaii. Then, after all this, can you believe the shocking electric bill?
I was aghast.
And the young boy snatched from an icy pond by two heroes.
This is a boy. Oh my gosh, I have to help him.
And look what's going on in Ted Cruz's house. And Woody Allen fights back. Why he's calling the new HBO documentary a hatchet job.
It's my fault. I brought this guy into our family.
Plus, the widow of Playboy legend Hugh Hefner. She says she almost lost her life during plastic surgery.
I've lost over half of the blood in my entire body.
Her warning to every woman. Then,
wait till you hear what's happening to the suits Alex Trebek wore on Jeopardy.
And 500,000.
A tribute to those we've lost.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Another challenge for the already crippled airline industry. After an engine caught fire just after takeoff from Denver, Boeing has grounded all 777 model jets with the same engine. This is what passengers on the Hawaii-bound flight saw, and they're giving props to the pilot for getting them safely back on the ground. As Jim Murray reports, it's being compared to the miracle on the Hudson.
He's the new Sully. The pilot who landed the stricken plane is today being praised for his professionalism and amazing coolness.
Mayday, mayday, aircraft just experienced a engine failure. Need a turn immediately.
Just like the legendary hero pilot Sully Sullenberger 12 years ago. Among those hailing the pilot, passengers Barbara and Ed Underwood, who shot this scary video.
The captain did come on, and he said that we were going to make a landing, just a normal landing. So it was kind of a relief for everyone just to hear him talk and, you know, be calm.
Fellow passenger Brett Guy shot this video from his seat. He also praised the pilot's calm demeanor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain seated with your seatbelts fastened. Thank you.
He did say it would just be a normal landing, differentiating between an emergency and a normal landing, which to me, I took that as, okay, everything's cool. We don't need to freak out. Everything's going to be okay.
There were cheers of relief when the plane with 231 passengers on board safely returned to Denver.
Yay!
We've learned the pilot was hired by United in 1990. Has 20,000 hours flying experience, is based in San Francisco. Aviation experts are calling the accident an uncontained and catastrophic engine failure. They say the pilot and co-pilot are trained to immediately shut off anything flammable in the engine, including fuel and hydraulic fluid.
The pilots acted exactly how they've been trained. They did a professional job.
Debris from the engine landed on homes and streets outside Denver.
I stood up and looked outside and opened the door, and I turned to my wife and I go, oh, that's the front cowling of an engine from an airplane. And she goes, what?
It also triggered a slew of calls to 911.
It almost landed on my head.
Well, what are you calling about the airplane incident? We're getting blown up with 911 calls.
Today, the passengers are all in Hawaii to start their vacations.
The pilots did a great job, and we're happy to move forward and enjoy our week.
With the memory of what could have been a disaster in the air.
Now here's an inspiring story. In life, Alex Trebek gave people entertainment for decades. And in death, he's giving people help with a second chance. Les Trent, with details on the hope being kindled by Trebek's old TV wardrobe.
Every night for 37 years, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek came into our homes perfectly dressed. But what's become of those beautiful suits? Well, here they are. 14 suits, 9 sports coats, 58 dress shirts, 300 ties, 9 pairs of dress shoes.
And now those perfect designer suits are being donated to former prisoners and homeless men who are going out on job interviews. The suits will hopefully give them the confidence they need as they start their new lives.
This is a great story.
Trebek's son Matthew and the show's costumer are seen in this photo organizing the clothes.
I think you'd be happy. I think it just really falls in line with everything that he believed.
When you're dressed like everyone else, in this case, better, you feel totally different. You feel like you fit in, you belong.
Erwin Gidron is one of the lucky recipients of a Trebek suit and tie through the New York City-based Doe Fund.
He has always a larger than life personality, and I was like, wow, me and Alex Trebek the same size, wow.
And these guys are proudly showing off the suits they picked out. In one of his final shows, Trebek asked viewers to count their blessings and be compassionate.
We're trying to build a gentler, kinder society.
Now Trebek's clothes will live on just the way he'd like.
Texas has gone from deep freeze to the big thaw, but it'll take months to get back to normal. And if things weren't bad enough, some residents are getting quite a shock when they open their electric bills. Here's why.
These Texans were lucky. They never lost power during the brutal cold snap. But then they got their electric bills.
My electric bill went from an average of about $12 a day to over $3,500 a day.
Scott Willoughby's bill, $16,847.35.
Who can pay that kind of money for a week's worth of electricity?
DeAndre Upshaw got a bill for almost $7,000.
Were you shocked when you saw that?
I was aghast.
Why the huge bills? Well, in Texas, the energy market is unregulated. So when demand increases, prices can skyrocket if the consumer is not on a fixed rate. Katrina Tanner's power bill blew up from $100 a month to $6,225 last month.
I started panicking because I'm like, how are we going to pay bills? And, you know, how are we going to pay this bill?
Now, Texas lawmakers say they'll step in to protect citizens from the massive bills. And as Texas thaws out, a warning, stay off the ice. This 11-year-old boy fell through thin ice on a pond near Dallas.
So I'm yelling at him, telling him, like, I'm here to help you. Everything's going to be okay.
Caitlin Thomas was walking her dog when she spotted the boy struggling in the water and called her grandpa Randy to help.
He's getting the rope out to give to the boy, but he's been in there a good minute. So his arms, he couldn't, like, grab the rope. My grandpa had to go in the water and help him.
In this video shot by Caitlin, you can see her granddad in the water pulling the boy out. They got him just in time. Meanwhile, the firestorm over Senator Ted Cruz's Cancun trip rages on. Some jokester hired a mariachi band to play outside his house in Houston. He attempted to do damage control, handing out cases of water and serving up barbecue, while his wife Heidi was photographed in Cancun with their daughters on the beach in a bikini.
Hey, what's up, Mrs. Cruz?
They returned to Houston Saturday and were met at the airport by news cameras. Cruz was back at work in D.C. today, questioning Attorney General designate Merrick Garland. But it's still going to take a while to live the Cancun fiasco down, as SNL proved over the weekend.
You literally abandoned it and flew to Cancun for a family vacation.
That's right. And now I'm in a little bit of hot water, which I'm told is a thing no one in Texas has.
1 year ago, the front page of the newspaper reported America had 34 cases of coronavirus. Today, the nation marks a then unthinkable milestone as 500,000 Americans, a half a million of our friends and relatives and fellow citizens, are dead from the virus. And while the vaccine does give hope, as Stephen Fabian reports, we are not out of the woods yet.
It's a stunning landmark, 500,000 dead. That's more than all the Americans killed on the battlefields of World War I, World War II, and Vietnam combined. Just as America is reaching that horrifying statistic, there is also promising news about the state of the pandemic. New cases have plummeted by more than two-thirds over the last 6 weeks, which some experts say indicates that we've turned the corner. A Johns Hopkins professor is causing a big stir after writing in the Wall Street Journal that COVID will be mostly gone by April, allowing Americans to resume normal life. And Dr. Anthony Fauci responded today.
If we just let our guard down and act like, well, it's coming down so nicely with that deflection all the way down that we can now relax our efforts. If we do that, we're in continual danger of having another surge.
There are fears that spring breakers could trigger another surge. Airlines and hotels are offering big discounts, and that is worrying authorities in spring break destinations like Miami.
This is not a time to have mass gatherings. It's not a time to forget that we're in the middle of a pandemic. And I am worried, frankly, it's going to be very challenging, and we're preparing for more people than probably this place should have.
Thank you very much for wearing it. Appreciate it.
The city's police are handing out tens of thousands of masks. One phenomenon we're seeing is so-called vaccine envy. That's when people eagerly awaiting their turn to get a COVID-19 vaccine become riddled with jealousy over the lucky ones who already got their shots. TV personality Amanda Kloots of The Talk on CBS says she's the target of vaccine envy after she spoke about lining up for leftover vaccine at a mass vaccination center in L.A.
It just boggled my mind that anyone would rather see a vaccine go to waste than go into a willing arm.
Her husband, Broadway star Nick Cordero, died of COVID after a three-month battle.
Other news today, Woody Allen is calling the new HBO documentary on allegations that he sexually abused his adopted daughter, Dylan, a hatchet job riddled with falsehoods. The first episode of the four-part documentary aired last night, and as Amber Cogliano says, Allen's rep wasted no time issuing a statement.
Woody Allen is denouncing the explosive new HBO docuseries and allegations that he molested his adopted daughter Dylan when she was seven. The first of four episodes of Allen v. Farrow aired last night, featuring interviews with actress Mia Farrow's family and never-before-seen home videos.
Tell mommy what you said.
One shows Dylan and Allen in the pool together.
What did she say? What did you say, Dylan?
Yeah, his legs are funny.
No, that's some daddy.
Some daddies are handsome. And they're bathing suits and some are funny.
Which category do you think she has me?
Another video made public for the first time shows a young Dylan wearing only a diaper. Mia Farrow cooperated with the documentary.
And I began thinking, well, I must be crazy. He can't be a pedophile, of course. What am I saying? Oh, my God. He's my boyfriend, and I love him, and I know him, and I must believe him.
In the series, Dylan, now 35 years old, said she believes Allen was grooming her as a child.
I remember sitting on the steps with him in the country house. There was nobody else around, and he was directing me on how to suck his thumb.
The series will air footage of Dylan recounting to her mom what she says Allen did to her. Mia Farrow says she confronted the legendary actor and director, but wishes she had done more.
That's the great regret of my life, that I wasn't perceptive enough. It's my fault. I brought this guy into our family. You know, there's nothing I can do to take that away.
After part one aired, Allen and his wife, Soon Yi, issued a rare statement calling the series a shoddy hit piece and a hatchet job, and accusing the documentarians of collaborating with the Farrows and their enablers. As has been known for decades, these allegations are categorically false, the statement continues. Multiple agencies investigated them at the time and found that whatever Dylan Farrow may have been led to believe, absolutely no abuse had ever taken place.
Back with more right after this.
Next, the widow of Playboy legend Hugh Hefner. She says she almost lost her life during plastic surgery.
I've lost over half of the blood in my entire body.
Her warning to every woman. Plus, look who's walking.
One.
The famous personality hospitalized with a really bad leg injury. And 500,000.
A tribute to those we've lost.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
The widow of Playboy founder Hugh Hefner has a warning for women considering plastic surgery. She spoke with Jim Murray.
Hugh Hefner's widow is speaking out about the plastic surgery that she says nearly killed her.
They told me that I've lost over the half of the blood in my entire body, that they have to give me emergency blood transfusions.
In this Inside Edition exclusive, 34-year-old Crystal Hefner reveals she was feeling insecure about her smaller breast size after having her implants removed over concerns they were making her sick. So she decided to undergo fat transfer surgery to make her breasts more full.
They told me, oh, you know, this is going to be great. We can take it from all over. So it started becoming this here, 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 turn you around, here, here, here.
Crystal says she awoke from what was supposed to be a simple procedure to utter shock. She said she'd been told she'd been under anesthesia for 7 hours and discovered she was oozing blood.
I woke up on pee pads. And I had holes that were oozing kind of inner thighs, outer thighs. Some of it I couldn't even tell where it was coming from.
Crystal went home to recover with a nurse, but says when she started drifting in and out of consciousness, she was taken to the ER.
They said that if I didn't get the transfusion, if I would have left, then I wouldn't have survived.
How long did it take for you to start to feel like you again?
Months. I still have things all over that, you know, haven't scarred properly. Like, it was a while before I could even lift one of my arms.
The Playboy cover girl says her desire for plastic surgery stemmed from insecurities made worse during her time at the Playboy Mansion. After she married the Playboy legend in 2012, she reveals the hate from the public was nonstop.
Everything, gold digger, all these things, bimbo.
Now nearly 3.5 years after Hugh Hefner's death at age 91, Crystal says she's finally ready to date again. She has a new boyfriend, Nathan Levi, an engineer for Tesla. Now she regrets the fat transplant surgery and has this warning for other women considering going under the knife.
You really don't need to. It's like you are perfect the way you are. That is the lesson I'm continuing to learn.
And when we come back, who's the famous actress hobbling around on crutches? That is actress Brooke Shields getting around on crutches. So what happened?
Who's the famous celebrity in the hospital gown and crutches?
And the bad boy.
Bad boy.
And the good boy.
Brooke, it's Brooke Shields, who's recovering from a broken femur. Ouch.
There's only 20% weight, and the goal is to bend your knee each time, like a little bit,
yeah.
So you're just not dragging it and hitching up your hip.
She slowly walks down the hospital hallway, putting one foot in front of the other as she carefully applies pressure to her broken leg.
When we come back, remembering loved ones as the nation marks a grim milestone. Finally today, a reminder, the terrible COVID milestone reached today is not a number. It is 500,000 individuals who lived and were loved.
Sarah Montoya used her dying breath to warn people who were not taking COVID seriously.
Everybody thinks it's a joke. It's not a joke. I don't know what more or how much more I could express.
She was 43. Floyd Cardoz wanted to be a doctor, but became a chef instead.
And this has been cooking for about 25 to 30 minutes.
He was 59. J.J. Boatman was the light of his family's life.
Oh, my!
His favorite activity was playing video games. He was just 9 years old when he died from COVID. Mike Longo had a lifelong love affair with the piano. Jazz was everything to him. Paul Karslake's family said he could paint anything on any surface. Troy Sneed's life revolved around gospel music.
You are welcome in, you welcome in.
It was his calling. COVID claimed many well-known personalities. Businessman and presidential candidate Herman Cain was 74. Singer K.T. Osland was 78. and Hall of Fame pitcher Tom Seaver succumbed at 75.
Making it happen. Buckle your seatbelts.
And here at Inside Edition, we lost our beloved senior producer, Bob Reed. Bob worked here for 30 years. And our Los Angeles-based freelance cameraman, Sal Casillas. Sal died at the age of 54. Magician David Moss and his wife Donia went viral with quirky videos they called Quick Change. David died at 57.
And for all of us who've lost a loved one to COVID, they live on in our hearts. That's Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thank you for watching. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes from Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery. This is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.